It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. My name's Chad. Appreciate you joining us for lunch today. Today is May 2nd, also known as the eve of the Kentucky Derby of 2025. That will take place at outside of Louisville at the Churchill Downs. Let's jump in right into the birthdays. The Rock is 52 today. Happy birthday, Rock. David Beckham, 49. Donatella Versace is 69. All right. Also on this day in history, 2011, Osama bin Laden, you know what happened to him. I think we all know. Ended up going overboard into the ocean. Burial at sea. 1803, the U.S. purchased the Louisiana Territory, which was 828,000 square miles. Big chunk of land for very, very little money. 1946, the Battle of Alcatraz occurred. That was when apparently six guys, inmates, I should say, tried to escape, and it caused a battle inside for 2 days. So, yeah, that made history for sure. And in 2000... Bill Clinton announced that GPS would become available to the public. I guess it was being used for military reasons only, and then they made it accessible to us, so thank God. Jeez. All right. Let's jump right into the news. Newsmax, China evaluating U.S. offer to negotiate tariffs. Beijing's doors, quote, open, unquote. All right, well, I mean, they need us to exist, really, in all honesty. Without us, they collapse completely. So I'm not surprised. This one from Fox. Sammy Hagar slams David Lee Roth, quote, wanted to break the guy's effing neck over concert no-shows. They got together, I guess, back in 2002 and did like a Sammy and Dave tour. Didn't go well. They don't like each other that much. I guess David, Diamond Dave, like would call like 10 minutes before showtime and be like, hey man, you know, we're having problems. Something came up or whatever. So that's what he's referring to there. Can't blame him. I mean, what do you do? I guess he just did his show, and that was it. This one from 2Fab via TMZ regarding the alleged Delro pooper. Oh, God. Cops say she told them her poop was clean. I can't even believe I'm putting this on the show here. Quote, I didn't even have to wipe. Oh, my God. Unquote. This lady, she got in a road rage thing, and someone called her a fat ass, and that was it. She lost it and went over and pooped on their hood. It's on video. I saw a video. I didn't even, I wish I could unsee it, but it's done. It's what happened. And so I don't know if you want to go see it, but I don't know how embarrassing, how freaking embarrassing. And her mugshot is online also. And she's smiling like it's all a big joke. Good Lord, our society is becoming. It's not becoming. It's been messed up for a long time. Fox, Trump, what that lady did never would have happened in the 50s. I'm telling you right now. Fox, Trump says he'll strip Harvard of its tax-exempt status. It's what they deserve, quote. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the endowments, how much are they getting? And that's a separate thing than the tax exempt status, I believe. So if you consider that they didn't have to pay taxes and they were getting the endowments, well, I mean, what the hell? They've already got so much cash stockpiled. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we need good colleges. There's no doubt about that. But my God, TMZ, and I'm not even going into the details there. If you read deeper into that story or situation, wherever, it's pretty depressing. TMZ, Joaquin Phoenix, this is no joke. I guess that was a play on his character in Batman. Joker gets his car stolen. Yeah, and the embarrassing thing was it was like a Volvo mini, not minivan, but a little mini SUV. It's like, dude, what? I mean, I don't know. He's got like a granny mobile. All right. This one from TMZ. Major League Baseball fan injured in wall fall identified. He was apparently, he's only 20 years old, but he is an ex-college football player. Kevin Markwood, Pittsburgh boy, or from around there anyway, not necessarily in the city, but yeah, he's in bad shape. I mean, he's in critical condition. I know in 20 feet doesn't sound like much, but obviously, you know, if you land upside down, I mean, that's a long ways. So we wish him a recovery, not necessarily just a speedy one, but I mean, if he's in critical condition, I hope he recovers, period. God dang. And I think it was an accident. You know, he may have just been obviously reaching for a ball, home run or whatever. I don't know. That's sad news there. But here's one from CNN. Expected witnesses in the Sean Combs trial include former partners, a male sex worker, and a friend of Cassie Ventura. So, yeah, and it's looking like he turned down a plea deal from the feds. So I think he knows he's toast. I mean, so he's just like, screw it. I'm either going all or nothing, you know, because if he does a plea deal, he'll probably still do 20 years, I would think. Maybe with the possibility of parole. I don't know. But I heard on the news today that he could do life if he's found guilty on all these charges. So, yeah. PMZ again, George Santos. I have enemies behind bars. Do your job, BOP. That must be something of prisons. What is that? I don't know. But anyway, he's scared. They're going to put him in a country club. He got 7 years, apparently, for, I don't know, probably misappropriating something. You know what I mean? Folks, that leaves us with one story left. That's a good one. Today is a shorty, but it's all good. Got a lot going on. Before I do the good news story, please subscribe. I'm going to wait until you subscribe. No, I'm kidding. Just subscribe and click on all the things that help the show. You know what they are. And email me at chad@thelunchshow.com. All right. This one from Good News Network. After scam left elderly Pittsburgh couple with a pile of dirt and excuses, local landscapers donate to finish for free. That's awesome. You know, and the way they found out was it was on broadcast on the local news. And they're like, oh, man, we got to help these people. So, yeah, that's great. I guess they did drop off a bunch of dirt. It was so they could build a retaining wall along their driveway and then have a garden above that. And they dropped bricks off and dirt. And then never should they just had a bunch of excuses why they couldn't come back. But they spent like 60, like almost $7,000. So that's sad. but these, you know, the work got done, took 2 years, but, and that's actually, it doesn't sound like much, but I was just scammed from my cleaning lady out of $150, and that pissed me off, you know? And, so, you know, $7,000, that's a lot of money to be screwed out of. So that's good news that these people were taken care of by some good people. Good Pittsburgh boys. That's what I'm talking about. All right, folks. I'm going to call that the episode. Hope you have a good weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving like idiots. It's not worth it. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.